This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the Union Budget is human-centric and strengthens India's foundation with path-breaking reforms. Prime Minister also described it as historic and a catalyst for accelerating the country's reform trajectory and long-term growth. Calling the government's reform agenda a reform express, Prime Minister said the reform express that India is riding today will gain new energy and new momentum from this budget. Prime Minister further said this is a unique budget that focuses on reducing the fiscal deficit and controlling inflation while also emphasizing high capex and high growth.
एक ऐसा यूनिक बजट है जिसमें फिस्कल डेफिसिट कम करने, इन्फ्लेशन कंट्रोल करने पर फोकस है और इसके साथ ही बजट में हाई कैपेक्स और हाई ग्रोथ का भी समन्वय है.
फाइनेंस मिनिस्टर निर्मला सीतारामन प्रेजेंटेड द यूनियन बजट 2026-27 इन द लोकसभा यस्टरडे. The budget gives a strong push to manufacturing, infrastructure and job creation while proposing a simpler tax and customs regime. In her ninth consecutive budget in Parliament, Ms. Sitharaman laid out a multi-pronged strategy to sustain growth amid global uncertainty, including expanding domestic electronics and semiconductor capabilities, de-risking infrastructure projects, skilling India's youth for emerging technologies, and easing compliance for taxpayers and importers.
I propose to launch Bharat Vistar, that is virtually integrated system to access agricultural resources. A multilingual AI tool that shall integrate the AgriStack portals and the ICAR package on agricultural practices with AI systems. This will enhance farm productivity, enable better decisions for farmers and reduce risk by providing customized advisory support.
President Draupadi Murmu will be on a six-day visit to her home state, Odisha, from today. The president, who is scheduled to arrive at Bhubaneswar this evening, will attend a series of official academic and cultural programs across Khorda, Jajpur, Balasore, Puri and Mayurbhanj districts. Details from our correspondent.
President Draupadi Murmu is scheduled to undertake a series of religious, academic and developmental engagements in Odisha over the next few days. Tomorrow, the President will offer prayers at the Mahabiraja Temple in Jajpur and perform rituals at Navi Gaya. She will later attend the 12th convocation ceremony of Fakir Mohan University in Baleswar as the chief guest. In the evening, President Murmu will proceed to Puri for darshan at the Sri Jagannath Temple. On Wednesday, the President will visit her home district Mayurbhanj, where she will inaugurate a holiday home at Rai Rangpur, visit a girls' higher secondary school, unveil the statue of tribal leader Bhanjabir Sunaram Soren and inaugurate a sports complex. On Thursday, President Murmu will attend a special program at the Rai Rangpur Jagannath Temple and visit Simlipal National Park. On the 6th of this month, she will interact with tribal women and youth groups before returning to Bhubaneswar to attend the Black Swan Summit India. The President is scheduled to leave Bhubaneswar for Chhattisgarh on the 7th of this month. Prakash Das, Akashvani News, Bhubaneswar.
The budget session of the Bihar Legislative Assembly and the Legislative Council will begin today with the Governor's address. The session will continue till 27th of February. In Jammu and Kashmir, the budget session of the Legislative Assembly will begin today with Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha's address to the House. In Turkey, 9 persons were killed and 26 others injured after a bus crashed off a road in southern Antalya province yesterday. The provincial governor said the accident happened when the bus carrying 34 passengers to the coastal tourist hub. According to passengers who survived the crash, added fog and speeding as possible causes of accident. Officials said 7 of the injured were reported to be in critical condition, some suffering severe injury possibly requiring amputations. Asian Rifle and Pistol Shooting Championships 2026 will begin today at Dr. Karni Singh Shooting Range in New Delhi. The event will bring together elite athletes from across Asia for 2 weeks of exciting competition. And that is the end of this news bulletin.